Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is an unusual occurrence that moving forward is on a Saturday, but this is Christmas Day, and God put it on my heart to just remind us how important this day is and that the reason for it is his son. And so today is just a Christmas message, and we'll be coming out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And we will be coming out of Luke chapter 1. It's only about a half an hour show today. So thank you again for those that are able to join us this morning and those that listen later, because I did not do a big advertisement, but when God puts something on your heart, you do it. Father God in heaven, I thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it, Lord God, for this is a day that we celebrate your son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who is the reason for this season. Father God, I ask you to watch over and bless families, Lord God, those that can be together and those that cannot. I ask you, Lord God, to give joy, to give love, to give peace, to give all the things that those that need it have it. That, Lord God, that no one is sad on today when they think about the reason for the season. That is not about a whole bunch of presents and folks going into debt. It's not about a jolly old elf. It's about your son. So, Father God, I lift up the name of Jesus this morning, thanking you for the greatest gift any of us could ever receive, the gift of your son. And it's in his name I pray that you increase as I decrease. And, Father, I pray the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy sight. For you, Father God, are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed and have a wonderful and Merry Christmas, our word. And the word of God came to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and it says this: For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. That is our Savior. And I love this is what Dr. Evans, Tony Evans, said in his Bible. And it says, notice that Isaiah said, a child will be born for us. A son will be given to us. Emphasis added. This tells us that Jesus had to be born as a child to come to us. But he is also the pre-existent Son of God, who was given to us. Here again, we see the near and far that frequently occur in Old Testament prophecy. Because Jesus was born 2,000 years ago as a child, but the government of the universe has yet to be placed on his shoulders. This will happen at his coronation as King of Kings in the millennium. Hallelujah. We are blessed that God will send and has sent his son. For Jesus is coming again. He will be here again. Hallelujah. And again, we will know, hallelujah, because it will be the end. But he is coming, and all we have to do is wait on the Lord. As the word says, I say wait on the Lord. But God, he is good and greatly to be praised. He gave us the greatest gift we could ever have. He gave us his son. And this is what my Charles Stanley Bible says, and it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of increase of his government and peace. There will be no end upon throne of David over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. God gave many, many warnings and let us know way in advance that he was going to send his son. He let us know way, way in advance that Jesus would come. He would come for us. For unto us a child is given. Not unto anybody, but unto us. We are so blessed that God gave unto us his son and named him Jesus. He is the Christ. He is the reason for this season. And we need to remember that he is the reason for the season. Not Santa Claus, not anything but Jesus. Come to that realization. Everything else falls into place. So many times folks get upset and suicidal at this time of the year, which should be happy and joyful and full of love. But it's not, because there are people that can't give to their children, don't have to give to their grandchildren, and then they feel ashamed. But we should not, because the greatest gift you can give is the gift of Christ to your family, to remind them that the reason for this season is not all the stuff under a tree that folks go into debt for, but for Christ. So let's look at the word of God this morning as we go to Luke chapter 1. And it says in Luke chapter 1, now Elizabeth full time came for her to be delivered. Oh, let's go all the way back, because I'm in now my Charles Stanley Bible, kind of going all over in my different words today. And actually, I'm going to switch over to my Tony Evans regular Bible, and I'll go through Luke as well in both. And it says this, the dedication to Theophilus. And it says, many have undertaken to compile a narrative about the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as original witnesses and servants of the word handed them down to us. It also seemed good to me, since I have carefully investigated everything from the very first, to write to you in an orderly sequence, more honorable Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of things about which you have been instructed. And Dr. Luke is writing to Theophilus. And for those, I am coming out of the Christian Standard Bible this morning by Holman. I normally come out of New King James in the Charles Stanley Daily Bible. As they say, life principles, daily Bible, biblical principles for each day of the year. Today, I'm actually coming out of the Tony Evans Study Bible, the CSB, which is Christian Standard. And so it's a little bit more today word, whereas New King James is King James, just with a little bit newer flair as far as without the thems and thous and the ifs in it. This is just a little bit different. This is kind of I'm just talking to you, having a conversation kind of word for the Tony Evans Bible. So just kind of giving a difference in how they're written. So let's keep going. And it says Gabriel predicts John's birth. So Jesus and John the Baptist are combined. They're a pair because John comes 6 months earlier than Christ. And when we know in our word, as we go forth, that John is the precursor to Christ. He's the one that prepares the way for Christ. So John and Christ are kind of right there together. They're cousins. And it says this, in the days of King Herod of Judah, there was a priest of Abijah, divisions named Zechariah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in God's sight, living without blame, according to all the commands and requirements of the Lord. But they had no children because Elizabeth could not conceive. Both of them were well along in years. When his division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, it happened that he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. At the hour of incense, the whole assembly of the people were praying outside. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and overcome with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. There will be joy and delight for you, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord and will never drink wine or beer. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the disobedient to the unders of the righteous, to make ready for the Lord a prepared people." "How can I know this, Zechariah?" asked the angel, "for I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. Now listen, you will become silent and unable to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." Meanwhile, the people who were waiting for Zechariah, amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary, when he did come out, he could not speak to them. Then they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was making signs to them and remained speechless. When the days of his ministry were completed, he went back home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and kept herself in seclusion for 5 months. She said, "The Lord has done this for me. He has looked with favor in these days to take away my disgrace among the people." Gabriel predicted Jesus' birth. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary asked the angel, how can this be, since I have not had sexual relations with a man? The angel replied to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. But nothing will be impossible with God. Can y'all say that with me? Nothing will be possible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, said Mary. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel left her. Now, the difference, Zechariah told you're going to have a child. But he was looking at them talking about, I'm old. What you talking about? Well, say, what you talking about, Willis? You know, come on now. What you talking about, Gabriel? I'm old. My wife's old. And what did Gabriel tell him? And he says, how can I know this? Zechariah asked the angel. For I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years. The angel answered him, I am Gabriel. He had to tell him who he is. I am Gabriel who stands in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and tell you the good news. Now listen, you will become silent and unable to speak until the day these things take place because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in the proper time. So, Zechariah lost his voice. Mary did not hesitate. This young lady did not hesitate. She said, I am the Lord's servant, said Mary. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel left her. She didn't hesitate. And you would have thought this little girl would have been scared. Because she wasn't very old. You know, some scholars say she was between 14 to 17 years old when she was pregnant with this baby by God. You're like, whoa, that's some deep stuff. Yes, it was. But she was not afraid. And she did not walk in fear. And let's keep it moving. Because we don't want to miss anything. We will not be an hour today. We'll probably be between a half an hour and 45 minutes, depending on God's time. I'm not going to rush God with this word. It'll be whatever God gives us to do. So to God be the glory. God gets the glory. I am excited. I love this word. I get all giddied up when I think about how good God's word is. And this word is magnificent. So let's get back into it. And it says this, Mary's visit to Elizabeth. In those days, Mary set out and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leaped inside her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and your child will be blessed. How could this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For you see, when the sound of your greetings reached my ears, the baby leaped for joy inside of me. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill what he has spoken to her. Woo! Mary prayed. Mary's praise. Mary said, my soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months. Then she returned to her home, the birth and name of John. Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she had a son. Then her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they rejoiced with her. When they came to circumcise the child on the eighth day, they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother's response said, "No, he will be called John." Then they said to her, "None of your relatives has that name." So they motioned to his father to find out what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free. And he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all those who lived around them. And all these things were being talked about throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard about him took to heart, saying, "What then will this child become? For indeed the Lord's hand was with him." Zechariah's prophecy. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and provided redemption for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets in ancient times, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of those who hate us. He has dealt mercifully with our fathers and remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham. He has given us the privilege, since we have been rescued from the hand of our enemies, to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, in his presence all our days. And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because a dawn from on high will visit us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child grew up and became spiritually strong, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm getting all filled up this morning. What a mighty word from God. What a mighty word from God this morning. I am so filled because we know that we serve such an awesome and a mighty God. He is so good and he loves us so very much. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Unto us a child is born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 Whew. Thank you, God, this morning. And as we continue in our word, the birth of Jesus. And we will be going over a little bit of our 30 minutes to 40, about 45, to finish everything we need to finish this morning. Oh, wow. It's so good. It's so good. Thank you, God, today for this great and mighty word today. Thanking him for his grace and his mercy and his loving kindness toward all of us. For he is God, and greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Praise the Lord, everybody. Just say with me, praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord, everybody. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is born. And his name is Jesus. And he is our Savior. And he is the absolute great I am. He is good and merciful. And he is merciful. And he is kind. And he is great and greatly to be praised. So as the word goes, and in those days decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire would be registered. Okay, let me get there. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to our firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the field and keeping watch over the night, over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news and great joy. This will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angel had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. The circumcision and presentation of Jesus. It says, when the eighth day was completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were finished, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written, the law of the Lord, every firstborn male will be dedicated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Simeon's prophetic praise. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to Israel's consolation, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him up in his arms, praised God, and said, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your servant in peace, as you promised, for my eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and told his mother Mary, "Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be opposed. And be a sign that will be opposed. And a sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." You hear goodness and you hear that your baby is going to possibly die. But that's all right, because Mary knew where her heart was. And it says, "And there was also a prophetess, Anna, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was well along in years, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and was widowed for 84 years. She did not leave the temple serving God night and day with fasting and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began to thank God and to speak about him to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. The family returns to Nazareth. When they had completed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The boy grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom and God's grace on him. In his father's house, every year his parents traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom of the festival. After those days were over, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it, assuming he was in the traveling party. They went a day's journey. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked them. "Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. In favor with God and with people. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. His mother kept all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with people. And, you know, we all understand that this is a Christian Standard Bible, so it's a little different than what we're used to with King James and New King James. But we know that when they found it, that he said, "Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be about my father's business?" And so we understand that Jesus was about his father's business, and that he had to do what he had to do because he had a job to do for the Lord. So we thank God for this word this morning. We thank God for this Christmas word, this reminder of the reason for the season. "For unto us a child is born, and his name is Jesus Christ, our Savior." There is no Christmas without Christ. Jesus is the reason for the season. Thank you so much, family. That's all I have this morning. That's all God gave me to give. So I thank you for listening in. I thank you for moving forward with us. as we have one more week to go in our word, grateful that God has given us a new day. God has given us a Savior, and his name is Jesus. So thank you so much, family. Be blessed. Merry Christmas. And I pray you have a blessed and wonderful day. Thank you for joining me this morning as we move forward on this Christmas day in celebration of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Be blessed. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our matchless Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Christ, the reason for this Christmas season. We thank you, Father, for your Son, for your grace and for your mercy. But Lord God, you are peace, you are love, and you are the joy of our heart and the strength of our being. For it is in you we live and move and have our being. For we are children of the Most High God, and we are in love with Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, our Savior, for your blood, for your grace and mercy toward each and every one of us, that we may be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's in your name I pray over all those listening, that they rejoice. For this is your day that we celebrate. And we say thank you. And happy birthday, Jesus. And family, it's a wrap. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And join me tomorrow morning as we move forward in the Word of God. 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. As always, God willing. Be blessed.